Welcome to Managing Tech Millions, the podcast for tech professionals navigating the journey from high earners to confident wealth managers. Struggling with equity compensation decisions? Are you curious about turning your portfolio into a thriving, scalable business? You're in the right place. Master your millions, own your legacy. Join us each week as we uncover strategies, share actionable insights, and help you take charge as CEO of your financial future. What if half of your portfolio was working while you slept, generating $25,000 a month in income, and the other half was still compounding for growth? That's not a hypothetical. That's a portfolio architecture decision. I'm Christopher Nelson, and after building my own income portfolio to over $200,000 a year in tax-efficient cash flow, I want to show you exactly how a $3.5 million income allocation can be structured inside of a $7 million portfolio. The tiers, the vehicles, and the dollar amounts. And what the first $500,000 of deployment actually looked like when I first got started. Here's the problem most investors don't see until it's too late. Most well-funded portfolios built over years of high earnings, savings, and investings generate almost nothing in monthly income. Not because the assets are bad, but because the architecture is not designed for that goal. The default portfolio is growth-focused. Stocks, index funds, maybe some real estate. Appreciation is the goal. But appreciation does not pay your mortgage, doesn't cover school tuition, and it doesn't tell you when you can actually stop working. Income does. And income requires a completely different set of vehicles, intentionally allocated. When I look at any portfolio, I see three categories, not by asset type, but by purpose. Growth assets build net worth over time. Appreciation is the goal. You're not counting on these for cash flow. Capital preservation is your safety net. Cash, high yield savings, T-bills, money market, low return, low volatility. Its job is stability and dry powder. And then there's income. The goal here is reliable recurring cash flow without depleting the principal that produces it. Most people have growth assets and some capital preservation. Very few have real income architecture. Let's look at an example portfolio. This is somebody in their early 50s, still working, but with a hard target to retire in the next 2 to 3 years. Total portfolio value, $7 million. $3 million, roughly 43%, is allocated to growth assets such as index funds and individual stocks. $500,000, so about 7%, sits in capital preservation, T-bills, money market, quickly accessible. And $3.5 million, 50% is allocated to income generating vehicles. Why this ratio? Well, the retirement window is close. They're not in accumulation mode anymore. They're in transition mode. The income bucket needs to be ready to replace a paycheck. Allocating half the portfolio to income now means that when they walk out the door, the machine is already running. This is the key. You don't want to start building the income machine when you need the income. I always say, build your portfolio today for how you want it to operate in 5 years. So let's get specific. $3.5 million in income assets. The target, $25,000 a month, that's $300,000 a year, which means a blended yield of roughly 8.5% across the full income allocation. Here's how it could be structured to hit that target. Using the income ladder framework, I'd organize this allocation into three tiers. Tier number one is the foundation. $1.05 million, or 30% of the income bucket. These are the stable liquid positions, high yield savings, T-bills, municipal bonds, dividend aristocrat stocks, and ETFs. A blended 4.5% yield, tier one generates roughly $4,400 a month. Now, tier two is core income, $1.75 million, or 50% of the income bucket. This is where the workhorses live. REITs, preferred stocks, private equity real estate funds, high yield dividend ETFs. At a blended 9% yield, tier two generates roughly $13,100 a month.
Now, tier three, this is the high yield, $700,000 or 20% of the income bucket. These are yield enhancers, covered call ETFs, real estate syndications, and private credit. At a blended 13.5% yield, tier three generates roughly $7,600 a month. Add it up, roughly $25,100 a month from a $3.5 million income allocation. That's one way to structure it, and it gets you there. The tiered structure isn't conservative thinking, it's risk management. You're diversifying by income source, by liquidity, and by what survives a down market, not just by yield. That example portfolio didn't start at 3.5 million, and mine didn't either. My first income deployment was in 2013, about $530,000 across three vehicles: private equity real estate funds, two multifamily syndications, and five single family rental properties. The PE funds generated 6.9% cash on cash. The syndications came in around 6.3%. The single family rentals, which my wife ran, returned between 12 and 26%. Blended across all three, 11% cash on cash, $57,000 a year, or about $4,800 a month. What worked? Real income from day one, diversification across nine investments, and enough passive structure that I could still work full time. What I didn't see at the time is that I had no tier one foundation, no liquid stable base. Everything was illiquid real estate, and I had no investment thesis. I was building income before I knew why I was building it or what I needed to do. Now, that early vision proved the model worked, but it also taught me the mistakes I want you to avoid. Mistake one, yield chasing. Seeing a 15% return and allocating before understanding where that yield comes from. Some vehicles at that range are legitimate. Private lending, covered call premiums, illiquidity premium. Others are quietly returning your own capital while the principal depletes. Know the difference before you invest. Mistake number two, skipping the foundation. Going straight to tier three because the yields are highest. The foundation tier isn't just conservative. It's the income that holds when tier three hits volatility. Build boring before you dump your entire income bucket into a covered call ETF like BTCI, generating 28%. Mistake number three, ignoring tax treatment. A 10% yield taxed as ordinary income and a 10% yield taxed as qualified dividend rates are not the same investment. Where you hold each vehicle matters as much as which vehicle you choose. And I'll be honest, part of my first deployment was entirely in real estate, was for the tax treatment. Depreciation pass-throughs, return of capital distributions. Real estate is among the most tax-advantaged income you can generate. I understood that instinctively, even before I had a full thesis. But I didn't extend the thinking across the rest of the ladder. That's the gap that most people have. If you have $1 million to $30 million in net worth and you're ready to start architecting your income bucket, I would love to have you at our next live workshop. It's a two-hour deep dive on the architect phase of your microfamily office. You will walk away with a legacy statement, an investment thesis, and a portfolio structure tailored to your goals. At the time of recording this, over 1,600 people just like you have come through this workshop. Head to wealthops.io/go or click the link below this video to register. Our next workshop is likely in just a few days. After you sign up, check out this video on the evergreen portfolio structure. We go deep on it in the workshop. Let's keep building.